your ex-husband was raised in some house that bad things happened?
Not just some house. My ex-husband's family bought Martha Moxley's house right after she was murdered by Tommy Skakel. And if you remember, the Skakel kids, Skakel is a they're relatives of the Kennedys. So the Kennedy family ostensibly grew up next door to my ex-husband. He bought this gorgeous house in Greenwich. His family did. And they were like, oh, why is this house so cheap? And the reason why it was so cheap is because a murder took place on the property, but not in the house. So it didn't have to be reported. It took place on the property. So Martha Moxley, you just Google it. It's a famous story from the, I'm going to say 80s, 90s, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe 70s. I don't know how long ago it was, but Martha Moxley was murdered in his house and they grew up next door to the Skakels, a.k.a. the murderers.
Did they decorate for Halloween?
That was the whole thing. So when they moved into the house, it was just after Halloween that she was killed. There was a there was a huge Halloween party they were planning, and the entire basement was, there was gravestones, and it was like you walked into this murder house and the whole thing was decorated for Halloween. It was so creepy.
But do you think the neighbors had an issue with that?
With what? With the house being decorated for Halloween?
Right.
I think once you buy a house in Greenwich for millions of dollars, you can do with it whatever you please.
Well, there's a house in Kent County, Michigan, where three murders took place 20 years ago. And these were not nice murders. These are horrible, horrible murders, where a kid beat his mom and his sister with a baseball bat and then stabbed him and then cut his throat of his 6-year-old sister and all that. So the house is still there 20 years later. So the people that now bought the house decided they're going to decorate for Halloween. And the neighbors have an issue with this.
Why?
There are three gravestones in the front yard. There are bloody handprints all over the inside of the windows. Police tape around the house and a sign on the front door that says, help us.
Okay, so it's not like they're just putting up a couple of skeletons and a witch's hat. They're actually more than embracing. I mean, they're actually making fun of the murders that took place in their house.
And wouldn't this be bad if they didn't know that that was the house and they just went ahead and decorated for Halloween not knowing?
Well, they had to know. Okay, so here's the thing. If a murder takes place inside a house, they have to disclose that. So the kind of person who buys a murder house is the kind of person who's a little on the dark side to begin with. I can understand decorating in general, but to really embrace these murders that just happened 20 years ago, if they happened 120 years ago or 220 years ago, I think you have some leeway. Hmm. But these are modern times. Like, that happened it's a gruesome murder. It happened way too recent. That is incredibly insensitive. I, too, would have a problem with that if I was the neighbor.
Yeah, and here's what the home looks like out front when you drive by now and you see the three gravestones, the bloody handprints, police tape all around it.
Okay, so you're showing me video. All right, so here's the thing about this. Let me just say this to describe to people. It's not high end. It's pretty lame. Mm. It's not, you know, it's one thing if like the house was really embracing it and doing like some homage to it, but this isn't. This is like lame. It's three lame pieces of wood that say rest in peace on them. It's that image with the hands from Let the Right One In. Mm. So I've seen that before. They've scrawled the words help us. And this was a triple murder. This was a gruesome triple murder. Not just the police tape, but they have the little numbers.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's my favorite. So they have the little numbers for where the bullets are, like a 2 and a 3 and stuff like that in front of the house.
Yeah, no, this is in poor taste.
Okay, so you would have an issue with this.
I have a huge issue with this. Yeah, this is... This is disrespectful, you know? Yeah, this is... It's... Imagine if you're the family. Imagine if you're the family of those people.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's... Oh, man. You think that the murder of my family is so funny that you're going to... I mean, it's not like they're doing it in a respectful way where they're showing... They're not trying to memorialize these three people.
Right.
You know, where they're trying to do a decent thing. I mean, this is exploitation. This is kind of gross.
So if I buy the Amityville house, I shouldn't do that?
No, see, that's different. The Amityville house is historic at this point. Everybody knows it. It happened so many years ago. If it even happened, people still say that it's...
No, the murders happened.
Yeah.
The family got killed in the house. So that happened. There was, you know, what, five people that died in that house. So we know that was true.
Oh, okay. I thought the whole thing was fiction.
No. He actually did go around. See, that's the great story about the Amityville house is all five people were killed in the house, but they all were found face down in their bed, shot, which is crazy because why didn't anybody wake up?
Well, they were probably drugged.
And nobody in the whole neighborhood heard a gunshot. And the houses are pretty close.
Right. But then you can use a silencer. You know, there's a lot of ways to not hear a gunshot. Turn the music up. There's plenty of things that you can do. And the houses aren't that close. We've been there. It's not, they're not like right on top of each other. These are big, very expensive million-dollar homes. So there's some property around them.
Yeah. And there's rumor the house is going to go back up on the market. I'm going to buy the house.
I know you do. But, you know, I think, you know, murders that took place, historic murders that took place a long time ago, they're in the history books. If you want to embrace it, I guess that's your prerogative. I don't know why you would, but fine. You know, if it's something that happened in the 1500s, 1800s, whatever. But something that happened 20 years ago where the family is, if the family is still alive, if the family of the people are still around, here's the rule. You cannot do that.
Mm-hmm.
It is insensitive. It's cruel. It's mean. It's rubbing their face in it. Yeah, no, that's awful. They're awful human beings.
But if everybody in the family's dead, then game on.
Yeah, but everybody would have to be dead for, you know, a long time.